Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Before we get to any Browns talk, how you doing, buddy?
Doing very, very well. Another beautiful day here in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, I get used to this. Now, be very careful. You could be going into Baskin territory of starting every show out as if you are a local weatherman, which is not a problem. I just don't want, gimmick infringement is my concern.
I'm not stealing from Baskin, as Baskin's right there. Come on in, Andy.
Come on in. Can you give us the official weather forecast? I missed it today before the jump start, and I just want to know.
We didn't have a jump start today. We had the press conference.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So nobody got their weather today.
Wait. No, but all right, you're not dogging me for saying weather. Weather's like the most important thing. Phelps gets mad when I do this.
Why does Phelps get mad?
He's just like, oh, did the weather good to start the show? I'm like, exactly, man, if there's a game today, I want to know what's going on.
So, do we know the percentage of rain today? I know you still prepped for
tomorrow. Tomorrow's supposed to get rain.
Oh.
Sunday, no.
It's like a 25% chance.
Because I'm just carting around Northeast Ohio looking at all of Dustin Fox records down in Canton. I'm at a track meet last week, and I'm like, man, Foxy's got a record from 20 years ago in the 100-yard dash.
23 years ago.
It's impressive. It really is. But it seems like everybody you went to school would set some record. There was another guy that was really good.
Derek Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually ran for Reebok and nearly went to the Olympics. Yeah.
But you were better, just so you know. Derek, wherever you are, Dustin was better.
I was really impressed. That's the first time I've been to that school. I was really impressed with it, except that track is so windy.
It is. So that's like the tallest point in Stark County, I feel like. It really is. It's like the windiest part ever. But you guys got a press conference today during the show, huh?
Oh, we did. I was always so excited.
That's new for you guys, huh?
Yeah, we normally don't run press conferences.
You guys don't get press conferences.
You guys are such jerks.
What?
Man. Oh, you're we got to do a 5-hour show. We never get a press conference to run the whole press conference.
Well, those are facts.
Those are facts. Why are we jerks for saying facts?
No, because it's like you're like, oh, well, did you barely work today? People want to hear what Andrew Berry has to say.
When we talk about it, we just say when we get one on our own show, we call it the Baskin and Phelps treatment.
The old BNP.
Yeah, the old BNP. And it's like when I was in Jamaica, full service. It's like you just feel like very... very regal. You feel like you live in a different style of life.
Full service?
Full service.
So I listened. Did I catch any of you? They were making fun of me the other day. I was in Italy and I was listening to the station.
Oh.
Last week. My wife had work to do.
Why were you
listening?
Trust
me. Because I was like getting ready. And
check
I was just
out.
Like,
check
was,
out, man.
I was either going to listen to music or do that. And I don't know.
Nick,
I wanted
you didn't
to know
listen
what was
in
going
Jamaica,
on.
Did you?
not a chance in hell.
No.
Not even a little bit. Actually, I tried to once. And the app was like, nope. And I was like, okay, that's enough.
So
that's what I need.
Poobah had that problem once. And then we had a guy that called it Robert, who's a regular caller, said he listens all the time when he heads over to Europe. So I just thought it was pretty cool. I'm halfway around the world.
It is cool that you can do that.
Yeah.
I didn't do it every day. I was just sitting there and I just wanted to hear what was going on. Plus, the eclipse was going on and I was over there and I was kind of bummed out that I wasn't.
Did miss an awesome 2 minutes.
So did you want to listen?
Were you able to watch any of it or were you in the studio?
No, we took a break right as the totality happened.
So real quick.
Yeah, why didn't you just do the show out on the street? Think about that one. You could have just done a remote from the street just to do the eclipse live.
Did you listen to 92.3 The Fan, a sports station?
Yeah.
You wanted to listen during the eclipse?
No, I wanted to, was just another thing I did while I was in Italy. Yes, I wanted, and it was the home opener.
How did you get the eclipse coverage in? Where
I was watching online.
Okay.
One of the TV stations.
Did you watch the actual?
Yeah, so it was cool. So I mean,
only you
watching
would
the
be
eclipse
in Italy doing that
on the internet, and I was FaceTiming with my daughter.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Play something funny that I missed.
Okay. No.
And so I FaceTimed with my daughter, and my daughter's like, Dad, this is really cool. I wish you were here. And I was like, Yeah, me too. Yeah. But it was only for like five minutes. Then I was like, and then I was over real quick once we started eating food in Italy. And I was just like, God, this food is so good. It's so fresh.
You can leave.
So it's awesome. So okay. with that being said,
yeah,
if given the chance between 4 minutes of the eclipse, which was better than I thought, admittedly, or being in Italy, I would have taken Italy. Just full disclosure.
Okay, good. How about you, Dustin? You? Italy or 4 minutes of the eclipse?
Italy.
Right, again, what's the weather again for today?
You stop it. I don't know what it is right now.
I couldn't remember if it was 67 or 70 degrees. I could not remember.
Is it that even that warm? It says right on your computer 54 degrees.
That can't be accurate.
Outside right now, it's about 60.
Okay.
In Cleveland.
So I don't need a jacket. I was trying to figure out.
What's the precip on that over there?
The what now?
Precipitation.
Yeah. Oh, precipitation. Oh,
is that what you need? Do you want to know if there's going to be widely scattered darkness
tonight,
we're too?
We're looking clear, boys, the rest of the day.
I feel good. Right after sundown, we're going to have widely scattered darkness.
Pollen count?
Unfortunately, on Friday, guys, we're going to have a 65% chance of rain.
Well, is this a Keith thing ripping me on weather, too? No.
Every day. You do it at the show every day. You just haven't been able to hear a word I've said.
Why don't we do It Shall Present?
I know you don't have any headphones on. I've been ripping you.
So my favorite
on
thing
the bottom
about
of
this,
our rundown for the last segment, we always just kind of wing it, and it says it shall present itself.
Can't tell,
and it never does.
Would you stop it,
Andy? We love you.
Goodbye, guys. Goodbye.
All right, thank you,
Andy. I want overtime. Super Popo.
Baskin, what's going on with that coyote? They're moving to Salt Lake.
Yeah, they're moving to Salt Lake.
By the way,
high pollen count today. Just for anybody out there. Yeah.
My allergy's killing me.
Yeah,
killing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
people, I'm sure everyone hears me cough throughout the show. Tomorrow I can stay home.
Tomorrow it's moderate though. Just I'm not trying to infringe again.
Okay.
Respect.
I'm going to walk out the door.
It's vital, I just
feel like there's knives coming at me when I walk out the door. Are you guys close to break or what?
No, we probably should land the plane at some point.
Oh, wait, let's do another 8 minutes.
We got Big Poobah in the house.
Oh,
I know, Super
Poobah is not happy with this. Then we definitely should do another 7 minutes of it.
I don't know that he's unhappy with it.
Oh, maybe he loves it.
Because he's just talking to Keith. He's not really looking at us.
All right. Well, I was hoping that he didn't love it, because then I could, you know, then I'm annoying Andy and other Andy and Super Poobah. That's a threefer.
Real quick, do you drink coffee?
I all the time. I never used to until I started this job.
Now,
that's a bit of a tease for later.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll want to be listening, not from Italy, but on the Odyssey app at 3 o'clock with a friend of the show. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Don't worry
about
it.
Used to play for the Browns and wear number 21.
Yeah.
Oh, used to.
Used to. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Or still does.
Really good punt returner.
Let's muddy the water so he doesn't know. Yeah. He could still play for them. He definitely used to. Could in the future. I don't know.
Muddy coffee doesn't sound good, though.
But black coffee does, and that's what I have right now. And we bid you adieu, sir.
Time for you to go, Baskin.
See you.
It's like Ken Carmen hanging up on me in the mornings.
Yeah, just like that. I think that's what you say, and then you hang up on somebody.
There's no way.
Yeah, there's no way. So, I came to a realization, my friend.
What's that?
I really miss when the Browns had a first-round draft pick.
Dude, tell me about it, man.
And here's the thing. We're 1 week out from the draft. So, admittedly, J.W. Johnson said something similar that we're going to play. He kind of, you know, tongue-in-cheek said, well, this used to be the Super Bowl in Cleveland. I don't miss it when you had the number one pick back-to-back years. That kind of sucked. Mostly because the fall sucked. And the fall sucks enough in Cleveland because of weather. The football better be good. Just let good football get me through the fall and the winter. But man, I'm sitting here with pick 54, and every time I'm like, hey man, you think the kid from LSU, Smith, you think he'll fall to the Browns at 54? Even like diehard fans are like, I don't know. And that's where pretty much every Browns draft conversation with my friends who I know are Browns fans starts and ends. Hey, Keon Coleman, could he fall to 54? Maybe. Okay. I just missed the day where you had – even the Greg Newsom draft, you pick 25th. You do cornerback, do you go
edge there? I'm
fine with
that. You know, like my son's all pumped to watch the Bills draft, and they've got the 24th pick, I think, in the draft. And at least there, like you have something to look forward to. And like getting a first-round pick, I feel like it gets the fans excited because you at least have that one guy – to like look forward to. Like last year it was Cedric Tillman, but that was the third round.
Yeah.
And you can't have like the expectations of a third round pick to come in and be like this great franchise type player immediately. And so we didn't have that last year. And this year you've got a second round pick 54.
54, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
This is my official prediction. You stopped being excited about the draft for your favorite team if their first pick is after the 40th pick.
Yeah, it's hard to.
Isn't that good? Isn't that, I kind of ballparked it, but like once you get past pick 39 or 40, it kind of becomes who the hell knows who's going to be there.
Right, and that's why it becomes very difficult for people to talk about it and for you and I to spend a lot of time on it because, frankly, you have no idea who the Browns are targeting at pick 54. And odds are, at that spot, you know, you're already through the top, you know, 40 players-ish based on how you look at it. And so a lot of fans don't really know the guys who are the next, you know, between picks 50 or play, you know, top 50 to 120. Mm-hmm. That's who you could be drafting in the second round. And that's, again, it's okay. But I wish we had a first round pick.
Yeah. Like, and you know, it's funny. This is still a really important draft for the Browns. Like it really is because of the age of your roster, the Browns the last 2 years, and it's not just the last 2 years because they've resided in a lot of one-year deals. I think that's just kind of Andrew's like roster building philosophy. He's not afraid of short-term commitments to players, even guys at key positions. But like this draft is still pretty important because you need to get – you got five picks. They could conceivably trade down out of 54 to get another pick or two. I know Zach Jackson wrote about that on The Athletic on his most recent mock draft. And they could trade down, but it's like you need one or two – the expectations can't be the same as if you had, you know, three picks in the top 70 like they used to or four picks or five picks. But the draft might not be as important for 2024 – they still need to find at least one or two contributors out of those five picks that can help simply because they haven't had a first-round pick since Greg Newsom, you know, was that 3 years ago now, four years ago now?
Greg Newsom was, gosh.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah. I think it was 2021, which happened quickly.
2021?
Yeah, because Jed was 2020. Okay, and then 2021, and then 2022 obviously went for Baker.
How about that?
I miss the draft.
I do.
I miss it meaning something. It means something to me.
I don't miss bad draft picks.
You can still make those. No matter where you pick a guy.
Doesn't matter where you pick.
Those never go away.
Although there's less expectations for picks in the second, third round. More for the second round, but way less for the third.
You think that's more of a cause of the buzz? It's not that people aren't excited, but it's that people don't have high expectations and expectations drive excitement?
Yes.
216-474-0092. Do you miss the draft? Do you miss having a first-round pick? We'll play what J.W. Johnson had to say on that. We'll also play Andrew Berry spoke to the media today, his pre-draft press conference, and talked about how the organization has weathered not having a first-round pick for the last 3 years.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.